In the gospel reading today, the Pharisees and scribes once again accuse our blessed Lord of blasphemy. And they accused him of blasphemy because he made himself equal with God. Now, the reading begins with them asking the question, if you are the Messiah, if you are the Christ, why don't you tell us so plainly? And just ask yourself for a second, if perhaps you've known somebody in your life that, for whatever deluded reason, they thought that they were somebody, you're going to believe them? If I stood up here and said, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ, you're going to believe me? I hope not. So if he would have said, you're right, I'm the Christ, what do you think they would have done? They wouldn't have listened to him. And he tells them exactly why they won't listen to him when they want to stone him to death. Because he said, you don't recognize the voice of God because you're not one of my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice and they follow me. So that's where each one of us then has to ask the simple question, do I recognize his voice? It's one thing to be able to acknowledge the truth as we have received it, and we are all able to do that. But you know what? All of those people that Jesus was talking to, they all acknowledged the truth as it had been passed down to them. They had Moses, they had Abraham, they had the prophets, they knew all of those things, and right down the line they would have said, yep, 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 yep. And then Jesus comes along and says, I'm the one who fulfills all this. Today the law and the prophets are fulfilled in your hearing. And they say, nope. So that's the point where we have to look at this. Now the difference is, of course, that we've been taught that Jesus is God. And of course, he is man. He is the Messiah. He is the only one who fulfills everything that God had prophesied. And so we believe, but do we pay attention? Do we listen? Or when it comes right down to it, do we still say no? We say yes, 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 yes. But then God wants you to be holy. Nope. God wants you to be a saint. Nope. God is in love with you. Nope. Then what do you believe? Do you listen to his voice? That's the question each one of us has to ask in our own heart. Do I know his voice? Do I listen? We acknowledge who he is. They accused him of blasphemy. We say he's speaking the truth. And that means he is God. And that means his voice and the voice of the Father are one and the same. Because there is only one God. And so Jesus can't say anything different than what the Father said. So we look at that and we say, yeah, okay. We accept the Ten Commandments, the way that God laid them out. But then in the first reading, we hear things like, you're not supposed to speak falsely against your neighbor, and you're not supposed to do things that are unjust. And then what do? Well, we come up with all kinds of excuses why it's okay for me. Because of this person, that, or that person, this other, whatever it is. So once again, we have to ask ourselves, do I really listen to the voice of God? Or living in this relativistic society that we're in, have I decided in essence that I am God? I am the ultimate arbiter of truth for myself. I decide what's right and what's wrong. I decide what I can do and what I can't. I don't think any of us would be arrogant enough to actually sit here and say that. But is it the way that we live? In practice, is that what we're actually doing? That's something to really think about. Or how often when we hear the words of our Lord, do we allow them to go in one ear and out the other and say things like, yeah, I know, I've heard all that before. Of course we've heard it all before, hundreds or thousands of times. That doesn't change the fact that it's the truth. Somehow or another, we have decided that in the last 2,100 years, everything changed. No, while it's true that there has been more change in the last 100 years than in all of human history combined prior to that, the truth has not changed. The truth has not changed one iota. So the truth that God spoke 3,500 years ago to Abraham, or 2,500 years ago to Moses, or 2,000 years ago through our Lord, whatever it may be, it hasn't changed because it can't. So just because we think we're so enlightened, I think people in the future are going to look and say, boy, that was a new dark age. Not dark in the sense that, like the old dark age, they couldn't read and write, but dark in the sense that they rejected the truth. They had everything handed to them on a silver platter, and they rejected it. It's a strange thing how we operate as human beings. And so again, something very important for us to look at. So if we don't recognize the voice of God objectively, when it's right there in sacred scripture, when we know that this is the word of God, how are we going to recognize the voice of God subjectively when he's calling us individually? How are we ever going to be able to follow him? How are we ever going to do his will? Unless, of course, it's my own decision as to what the will of God is, which goes right back to the rationalism that we mentioned a minute ago. And then where are we? Well, we're in America, where everybody does their own thing because everybody has their own truth, because everyone can do it their way. That's not the Lord's way. So we have to conform ourselves to Christ. And we have to make a choice to conform ourselves to Christ, because we live in a society that has gone exactly the opposite direction. So we need to listen to what he says. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. If this is the word of God, it's for us to hear, to be able to conform our lives to. Listen to him. Isn't that exactly what God the Father said? This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Or are we going to be like the Israelites, who there they were at the base of Mount Sinai, and they said, we do not want to hear the voice of God again. What a tragedy. We do not want to hear the voice of God. I hope and pray none of us are in that boat. We need to want to hear the voice of God if we're going to be part of the Lord's flock. That's why the people back then couldn't understand and couldn't accept. They weren't part of his flock. So if we want to understand, if we want to accept, if we want to do what he wants us to do, then we need to allow him to be our shepherd. If we're going to allow him to be our shepherd, then we need to be the sheep. That means we need to follow, not to tell him where he ought to lead us. I think there's some green pasture if you take a right. Let him be the shepherd. Let him tell you which way to go. He knows better. He's God. He can't make a mistake. So we need to trust him. We need to put into practice what it is that we profess. So they can't just be words that are coming out of our mouths. They can't just be objective things that we're saying that we believe. They have to become subjective. They have to come from the heart so that we will hear the word of God, that we will put it into practice in our lives.